Welcome to Just a Minute. Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world, but also to welcome to the programme four exciting, dynamic, intelligent performers who are going to play this game, and they are seated on my right, Marcus Brigstocke and Jenny Eclair, and seated on my left, Shabby Kosandi and Giles Brandreth. Please welcome all four of them! And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and speak on that subject without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Seated beside me is Trudy Stevens. She's going to help me keep a score. She will blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And Jenny, let's begin the show with you, and who better? Oh, a lovely one. Elephant and Castle. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
The Elephant and Castle lies no more than 1 mile from outside my front door. These buses will take me the 40, 176, 12. 20 minutes should do it, unless we get snarled up at the Walworth Road. You know what that's like, full of wig shops. Now, the Elephant and Castle, a massive roundabout, very dangerous, in fact. Don't cycle round there. And it's also got the worst shopping centre.
Giles has challenged.
Repetition of round.
Oh, yes.
Roundabout, round.
Round there.
Round.
Round
two
there.
Rounds and a roundabout.
On the first round already.
Yes. Are you waiting for 32 seconds,
no,
my darling?
No! Giles, you're a cruel man.
I mean, he's just rather good at the game, yes. This one. Giles, you get a correct challenge, a point for that, of course. You take over the subject. There are 32 seconds available. Elephant and Castle, starting now.
During my late and sadly unlamented career as a vaudevillian, I met many of the great double acts of entertainment, including Abbott and Costello during their prime, and, of course, Morecambe and Wise, Gordon Brown, Tony Blair. But Elephant and Castle were two of the most remarkable. Elephant was a huge man, hence his name. Castle, it turned out, was indeed the grandson of Roy, a very amusing child. They did this quaint little performance, one sitting upon the knee of the other, a ventriloquist's act combined with magic.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point, and it was, of course, Giles Brandreth, and he's now in the lead with 2 points. In fact, he's the only one to have scored. Marcus Brigstocke, will you take the next round? Oh, lovely idea. One of my favourites, bananas. Tell us something about bananas in just a minute, starting now.
Bananas come in three colours, green, yellow, and the state they're in my fruit bowl most of the time. I like a banana, but that's mostly because I'm addicted to potassium. I always have been. It's a delicious and extraordinary thing to put in your mouth. Bananas aren't in fact a fruit. Many people think that they are, but they're a herb pod belonging to a tree that grows in exotic parts of the world. If you need to work out how many bananas you've got, you're best to ring a tally man. Now, whether or not he will be able to tell you with any clear balls.
Jenny, you've challenged.
Oh, well, he went into a vast hesitation there.
I did.
And the tally man thing.
Mm.
Well, that was peculiar.
Yeah,
well,
I think I think it was a deviation.
No, just if you want your bananas tallied, you ask the tally man to come and tally them.
Hey, Mr. Tally man, tally my bananas.
Well, that would be
deviation. We'll go for hesitation, Nicholas.
All right, we'll go for hesitation, give you a benefit of the doubt and a correct challenge. A point for that, Jenny. Bananas and 26 seconds available, starting now.
I love a banana chopped up on my muesli in the morning. Also, very good.
Oh, Shappy, a challenge.
I'm sorry, I thought you hesitated, but you might have just breathed.
Shappy, no, we won't charge anything for that because it was just a slip. Jenny continues with 21 seconds on bananas, starting now.
Ever so good for comedy. You can slide on the skin. What a hoot! Unless, of course, you break your hip. Suddenly, not so amusing. A few years ago, the company Lakeland bought out the Banana Guard. Now, ladies, if you're thinking about birthday or Christmas gifts, this is a very handy accompaniment to carry one's banana.
So Jenny Eclair was in speaking as the whistle wind, gained that extra point, and so she's moved up alongside Giles Brandreth in the lead. And Shappy, it's your turn to begin. And the subject we have now is animal husbandry. Can you... I can tell by your face... You're saying...
It's my specialist subject. Oh, I talk of little else in my real life.
Anyway, animal husbandry, 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Animal husbandry isn't, unfortunately, what I thought it was, which was a manual stimulation of animals to make them fancy one another. However, what I've learned is that it's a breeding process where if you want to make animals completely a breed that... But there. Oh. I just felt I was about to go into blue territory and I panicked.
And Giles saved you by pressing his button.
There was a hesitation.
There was a hesitation.
In all sorts of ways I hesitated. I hesitated spiritually.
The look on your face all through that, Giles, was enough to put anybody off. But anyway, you've got in there with the correct challenge and you've got 40 seconds if you... to tell us something about animal husbandry, starting now.
Shappy is quite right. It is a very delicate subject, and she impressively approached it with a certain tentative...
Shappy,
it wasn't
chance.
Impressive.
No.
Her delicacy was impressive, so hesitated. She was embarrassed.
I hate to embarrass you and say, I agree with you. But I'm very happy to give you a point, Shappy, and say, take over the subject. 36 seconds on animal husbandry, starting now.
I wish animal husbandry is what I initially thought, which is what you did when you were a child and you make your pets marry each
other. Giles' challenge.
Repetition of initially thought. We have that first time round.
You initially thought the first time, yes.
And you can't initially think twice, can you?
No, okay. Right. Right, so Giles, correct challenge, 31 seconds are still available. Animal husbandry is starting now.
The profoundly unimpressive remarks we've just heard lead me on to actually tackle this subject head on.
Marcus, challenge.
I thought those last ones were quite impressive. deviation.
So, you're...
I mean, to have an initial thought twice, I'm impressed.
I think that's a good challenge.
Thank you.
It's a difficult one for me to make a decision on, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, and if I can redress the balance sometime, Giles, to you, I will, and say, Marcus, you have a point. You have your first point, actually.
Oh, good.
25 seconds are available. Animal husbandry, starting now.
There's nothing delicate about this. The fact is, pigs have a spiral penis shaped like a corkscrew. Now, that represents a problem, both... for the farmer and for the animal in question. How do they rotate themselves as they try to make small piglets so that we can enjoy sausages and thereabout? And indeed, Mrs. Spiggywig.
Oh, Giles. Yes, Giles.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm glad you saved us for any more intimate details. It is radio.
That was more science than filth, Nicholas.
Anyway, oh, Giles, you've got him with 5 seconds to go. It's that's the game. You have another point. You have animal husbandry. 5 seconds are starting now.
The American writer Ronald Furbank wrote a novel that is very interesting called His Monkey Wife.
Oh, Jenny, challenge.
Well, deviation. It wasn't about animal husbandry.
It is. It's His Monkey Wife. That's what it's called, His Monkey Wife.
That's no way to talk about your missus.
Jenny, I think he hadn't quite got to the point and he'd only been going for just 4¾ seconds.
Yeah. That's why I did it.
Given the available time, I feel he should have got there quicker. I mean, I'm no pig farmer.
I said... Giles, you've got the benefit of the doubt. The whistle goes now. Blow it right...
Edward Albee! Sorry.
So Giles, speaking of whistle wind, got the extra point, right. And you're in a strong lead at the end of the round. And Giles, it's your turn to begin. The rites of spring. The rites of spring, Giles, 60 seconds starting now.
You are a wily and clever chairman, Nicholas Parsons, because the rites of spring could be there to lead me up the wrong path. Am I thinking of the rite of spring, the wonderful ballet with music by Stravinsky that Diaghilev presented, choreographed by Nijinsky? Yes, I could be, because there was a misprint in the initial program and rites of spring appeared on the program, rather than the word in the singular.
Marcus, your challenge.
Yes, repetition of the letter R at the beginning of regular. It's It's actually only spelt with one R, rather than the three you gave it. Don't know if repetition on a single letter counts, Nicholas, but I thought it was worth a go.
Well, it was worth a go, Marcus, and it was such a lovely idea. I'm going to give you a bonus point
because
we enjoyed the interruption. Marvellous. But Giles was interrupted, so he gets the another point, and he has the subject still, The Rites of Spring, 33 seconds, starting now.
My personal Rites of Spring involved an extraordinary display of myself at the beginning of April each year. Naked! I dance out onto the village green. It's quite frosty, so there's not a great deal to see, except possibly there is the...
Jenny Chance.
Two possiblys, and I think we had to stop him. Yeah. We were all getting pictures in our heads.
Well, naturally...
I'd say there's at least two possiblys if Giles is naked in April on the village green.
In your area, where is your... Green.
There's a pond near me, and there's a little green by it, and also there is Barnes Common.
And you run naked to Barnes Common, do you?
Well, until the arrest took place, yes.
So, Jenny, you have the subject, you have a point, of course. You have 17 seconds if you want it. The Rites of Spring starting now.
It is, of course, time to prepare for the summer. This is when women start to shed their opaque black tights and take a razor to their hairy shins. What thick black pelt has appeared?
Challenge.
Well, repetition of black, as well as the deviation from nature. I know no woman who has to shave her shins. But anyway, repetition of black.
I'm a fool to myself.
Yes. So, Giles, you've cleverly got in with 2 seconds to go. And at least it was correct, so you have the challenge, you have a point. 2 seconds, the Rites of Spring, starting now.
Washing my face in the dew is an extraordinary and beautiful experience.
So Giles was again speaking as the whistle when gained that extra point has increased his lead at the end of the round, and he's followed by Jenny Eclair, Marcus Brigsock and Shabby Cassandy in that order. And Jenny, we're back with you to begin, and the subject now is hipsters. Tell us something about hipsters in this game, starting now.
I love a hipster. You can spot these fellas and their girlfriends in fashionable areas of London, such as Hoxton, Hackney, Dalston, Peckham. What fun they are with their beards.
Shabby Cassandy.
I'm really sorry, there are no hipsters in Peckham.
No, they've come. They've come to Bellenden Village. I live
Have
in Camberwell. I've been spotting them. They've all got those bicycles with no gears.
Are you
That's
sure?
That's what they like, isn't it, Marcus? Do you know what of which I speak?
What, these sort of weird bearded-looking chaps?
Yeah.
I should explain to our listeners, Marcus has a beard.
Have you spoken to them and they talk back to you disdainfully?
The thing about them, you know they're hipsters. Well, shall I put it in the round?
Now, Jenny, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt because I don't think
I
you
were there,
technically deviating from the subject. So, hipsters is with you still. 50 seconds starting now.
The girls often have tattooed legs and can be spotted in a pop-up cafe drinking a soya chai latte.
Ah, Marcus Challenger.
There's a hesitation on soya, and rightly so. It's disgusting.
Well, you only get 1 point for that, Marcus.
Mm.
It's two things. 44 seconds are still available, Marcus. Hipsters starting now.
I'm only part hipster. I do have a beard, and it's very kind of Jenny to volunteer to be that role this evening. Now, I've set up a cafe that serves only cereal to people like me, and they can come in there and they can eat their breakfasty things at any time of day whilst wearing trousers that clearly don't quite fit them. Of course, the other type of hipster is a trouser. It's an uncomfortable thing if, like me, you have a capacious backside. That's something that's been noted, but I don't let that stop me from being a man about town, happy to ride.
Jenny, you've challenged.
Have I done a Giles? Have I come in with about 3/4 of a second to go?
No, 11 seconds to go.
I should have waited.
So, Jenny, you have another point. You have 11 seconds. Hipsters, starting now.
They often have to work in bars to pay rent in a converted warehouse somewhere in East London. There are no hipsters in west of our city.
So, Jenny Eclair was introducing to whistle when gained that extra point. And she's moving forward, catching up on Giles, who's still in the lead, and Marcus and Shappy in that order. And Marcus, we're back with you to begin. And the subject now is Earth-like planets. 60 seconds, starting now.
The idea of Earth-like planets is one that has always pleased me. I enjoy the notion that somewhere out in space there's another game of Just a Minute taking place where Nicholas Parsons is allowing me to win instead of Giles Blimmin' Brandreth, who always takes the lead so early because he's so good at the game and rolls his ass. But somewhere in space at this very moment.
Giles Tanis.
Well, deviation in all sorts of areas.
Give me one within the rules of Just a Minute.
There's no possibility of you being in another planet, Nicholas. You are unique. And I think deviation, therefore deviation. You are a unique human being. There's never been anything like you. The first and last of the great immortals, not replicated on any planet, in any hemisphere known to humanity. When God created you, he broke the mold.
Do I give you a bonus point for flattery or what?
Of course our Nicholas is unique. I wasn't suggesting for a moment that there's another Nicholas Parsons the same as this magnificent chairman. No, what I'm suggesting is that somewhere in a slightly altered version, perhaps an incredibly elderly gentleman in 2, 3, 4 thousand millennia.
Rickstock.
Right. So, Jenny, you actually challenged then. Why?
Well, because Marcus was digging his own grave because he called you very, very old.
I didn't. It was the other Nicholas Parsons.
Oh, that ancient
the one.
The
one in space who looks at this one and goes, oh, he's doing well, isn't he?
I think I must give this occasion the benefit of the doubt to Marcus.
Oh, good.
And so you can continue with Earth-like planets, and 36 seconds starting now.
On an Earth-like planet somewhere in a faraway galaxy, Woking is the most fascinating city on the entire globe. The people who live there are celebrated by every...
Giles Challenge.
Sort of a bit pernickety, but it can't be a globe. In the entire globe, you mean the entire universe?
No, Woking's only celebrated on that planet.
No.
This time I get the benefit of the bout to Giles. Benefit of the what, did I say?
Benefit of the bout. Listeners at home, we weren't actually fighting physically, although I'm not ruling it out.
So, Giles, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on this occasion and say there are 24 seconds still available. Earth-like planets starting now.
I believe Kepler-186f is the name of the most recently discovered Earth-like planet, and Richard Branson is planning to send me there on tour. He has got a beautiful vehicle ready for me. I'm climbing aboard, and I am going to Woking on the other side of the universe, but a few hundred light years away, where I shall be with a cabaret troupe called Los Bananas. My backing team are the hipsters.
Well, Giles is speaking as a whistle when gain that extra point has increased his lead over Jenny, Eclair, Marcus, Brigstock and Shappy Cassandy in that order. And Shappy, we're back with you.
Do you remember when I first started doing this programme when I was very, very new? You used to help me out sometimes. That's what I'm saying. Every now and then you just go, oh, we'll just do something to give Shappy some points because she's at the end and she's new. You're like one of those banks that are only nice to new customers.
Shappy, you're so engaging. I'm going to give you a bonus point.
Nicholas, yes? Nicholas, do you know how I've been playing this game for many, many years? Given such long and loyal service, I thought maybe after all these decades, I might just get one tiny point.
Give him a bonus point, then.
For people listening at home, what's just taken place is an excellent description of quantitative easing.
Is it, right?
Yeah, you've devalued the entire point system by introducing new points that didn't previously exist.
I'm just doing what Just a Minute's all about. It's having fun.
Yes.
Well, so is quantitative easing.
Shappy, it's your turn to begin.
Right. Fabulous.
The subject is taking stock. 60 seconds starting now.
I once met a quantity surveyor in a nightclub, and I said, what do you do for a living? And he explained, and to me it was just counting stuff, taking stock. I'll never know what a quantity surveyor... Actually, I've just done that twice. Why? Because my subject wasn't quantity surveyor.
Jenny, you've challenged.
Surveyor.
That's right. A point to you, Jenny.
Come on. What was the topic?
Quantity surveying.
Darling, I'm about to tell you. You get so carried away with your success. You know, you play to the audience and guffaw. 49 seconds, Jenny, you have for taking stock, starting now.
I used to take stock every Saturday morning when I worked in Boots the Chemist in St Anne's. There I'd be on my hands and knees counting the stock. Now, I worked in beauty and feminine hygiene, so occasionally supplies would run low on the Dr. White's and I'd have to take the lift up to the stockroom and get a load more on a trolley.
Marcus Challenge.
Well, it's possibly deviation, but what are Boots doing stocking lemonade?
Oh, Marcus went to an all-boys boarding school.
Only until I was 20, Jenny. I'm a man of the world now.
I think you may find that some of the bigger Boots do have things. I mean, they have lemon barley water and things like that.
Oh. Perhaps I misunderstood.
So I think I give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, I think you should.
23 seconds, taking stock, starting now.
What I used to love about taking stock was repricing everything. I had a gun, and you'd press it, and a sticky tape thing came out. Sometimes, just for a laugh, I'd change the numbers on it, so stuff would cost 17 quid, even though it was actually only 70p. What larks we had. And then I'd go out for a fag.
Giles Challenge.
Repetition of larks.
Yes, you talked about the larks before, right at the beginning.
I try to have fun.
I know. I think what you were doing was very suspect as well.
Yes.
When were you discovered and dismissed?
I was actually promoted to till girl. Until I got my hand trapped in it.
Yeah. Right, back to the show. 4 seconds are still available. It's you, Giles, taking stock, starting now.
Hosting the British Funeral Directors Awards, I was lying in the display coffin, taking stock of my entire life.
So Giles, because of his win, gained another point, and he's moved forward. He's still in the lead, ahead of Jenny Eclair, Marcus Brigstock, and Shappi Kasandi in that order. And I've just heard that we're into the final round.
Damn it, I want to win this.
And Giles, a lovely subject, something I'm so love, the Goons. Radio 4 fans will never forget them. Tell us something about them in the show, starting now.
Oh, Goons! Now, you, Nicholas Parsons, Shappy, are a commander of the Order of the British Empire. Well,
yes. Oh, Shappy, you've challenged.
You made a really strange sound at the beginning.
Yes, it was an impression of Peter Sellers goosing Spike Milligan.
I know.
Regular listeners recognised it at once.
Yes, but it was
a repetition of... Ooh.
No, it wasn't. It was... I'm sorry. Ooh, ooh is one word.
No, that's two
ooh.
Words.
No. Ooh, ooh is a repetition. Ooh is one word. You could argue, possibly, that rollicking has got several R's at the beginning of it. But you cannot say that ooh is more than one word. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Three words.
Giles, we love having you on the show because you're so entertaining. But Shappy has a subject. And there are 54 seconds. The Goons, Shappy, starting now.
We used to play five-a-side football at school. One of the teams was called The Goons. My team was called Napa United. Were you all horrified that I'm not talking about the comedy programme? Giles Brandreth hates my very bone marrow at the moment. But I'm going to talk about this sports game that we did at school.
Marcus Challenge.
Yeah, repetition of talk.
Yes, you were talking too much about this.
Well, I enjoyed it while it lasted. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, darling, I'd give you the opportunity any time. Marcus.
You were sent the BBC guidelines, Nicholas. I can honestly.
Only if you've got that sort of mind. There are 39 seconds, Marcus, still available. The Goons, starting now.
I absolutely love The Goons show because it's enabled me to work in radio comedy and always be compared to something that I'll never be as funny as, and that is an absolute delight.
Yee! I've fallen in the water.
It's a thing that I've always wanted to say on radio, and now I have.
Jenny Challis.
Radio.
Yes. So, Jenny, you've got in on the subject, which is lovely. 21 seconds still available. The Goons, starting now.
Do you know what? At the risk of being very unpopular and getting letters, I'm going to say I can't stand the Goons. Never could.
Marcus Challis.
Yes, I'm saving Jenny from herself. This is neither the time nor the place to say you don't like the Goons.
So what's your challenge with the rules of just a minute?
Deviation from her own safety. The ferocity of letters that will arrive could take an eye out.
I agree with him, actually. I think there's a little bit of me that thinks I should be made to shut up.
Well, you're Prince Charles likes the Goons, and if anyone knows what's funny... I was...
I'll take it back.
No, that last remark deserves that you should get the subject. And 14 seconds, Marcus. The Goons are starting now.
The Goons, of course, had Peter Sellers in it, who I admire enormously. It also had Harry Secombe and was written predominantly by Spike Milligan, who had to pen many of the episodes while he was in a mental institution, which, of course, is where I write most of the Now show. That's why they...
It only remains for me to give you the final score. As I said, Shapika Sandy was trailing a little, finished up in fourth place. But in this game, that was a magnificent fourth place. Her contributions were lovely. Just and only just ahead of her was Marcus Brigstock. And only just ahead of him was Jenny Eclair. But quite a few points ahead of her was Giles Brandreth. So, Giles, we say you are our winner this week. So in any means, we say thank you to these four intrepid, delightful players of this game. Marcus Brigstock, Jenny Eclair, Shapika Sandy and Giles Brandreth. I thank Trudy Stevens, who sat beside me and blown her whistle with such aplomb. And we thank our producer, Talusha Galani. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. And we're grateful to this lovely audience here in the radio theatre, who've cheered us on our way with enthusiasm. So from the audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the team, and everyone else, thank you very much. Tune in at the same time next week when we get together and we play Just a Minute!